Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult with many challenges, and we cannot fix every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I am here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about a common problem that we all face on occasion, and that is dealing with a bad mood. You know, this is not a huge problem necessarily, but it's something that sort of plagues us sometimes. And if we get into a bad mood too often, if this becomes a routine in our life, then we can eventually hurt our relationships with our family, our friends, our coworkers, and just make life more miserable. Life is hard enough as it is, and if we're approaching it with a bad mood, with a down spirit all the time, or on a regular basis, then life's just not as good. If we have ways of lifting our spirit, of lifting our mood to a better place, if we have strategies to help us be in a better mood, then we make life better. We make ourselves more pleasant, we have better relationships, better friendships, better interactions with our family, that life is just better if we can be a little more upbeat. And this doesn't have to be fake, it doesn't have to be artificial. It's strategies that lift our mood to a better place. Now, I must say that these strategies are for lifting us out of a bad mood. These are not necessarily strategies for fixing chronic clinical depression. That's a different thing. Although the strategies I'm going to give you will help some with that, depression is a physiological chemical condition in the brain. Okay, it's a physiological problem. It's a medical problem. And so if you are dealing with clinical depression, you're going to need professional help. Okay, these strategies that I'm going to give you can help some, but if you have reached the level of depression, you're going to need professional help. You need to see a doctor, a psychologist, psychiatrist. You need to get professional help for clinical depression. But if we're talking about just a bad mood, some downtrodden spirit, then the strategies that I can give you today can help lift you out of that. And so I'm going to give you four strategies to help lift your mood on those days that you just find yourself down and just sluggish and not feeling great. These are some strategies that can lift you up and help you be in a better spirit, in a better mood, and just enjoy life a little more. So the first strategy is to move, to get your body moving in some way, to take a walk, to go for a jog, to do some stretching exercises, to do some kind of movement of your body. Just get moving. One of the things that happens when we feel down and sort of in a downtrodden spirit, kind of a depressed mood, is that we just want to sit. We just want to sit or lie down, or I just want to lay down and on the couch and do nothing. And maybe for a short period of time, we might need that. If we are struggling with exhaustion, if we've just gone too hard for too long and doing too much, maybe we do need some downtime. But after we've had a little bit of rest, then moving is an important thing. It doesn't have to be strenuous. You don't have to run a marathon. Just move a little bit. Go for a casual walk. Just get yourself moving. And that can have an amazing effect to lift our spirit. One of the things we've talked about many times on this show is the connection between our bodies and our emotions, our mental state. They're all connected. And so getting our bodies moving can help lift our spirit, can get us in a better mood. The second strategy is to analyze your mood. Think about why you're in a bad mood. Sometimes we just accept it as a natural thing of life, and it can be. No one's going to be in a good mood all the time, but think about it. What is it that's causing you to be in that bad mood? You know, maybe you didn't sleep well for a couple of nights in a row. That will certainly do it. Maybe there's something going on at work that isn't huge. It's not an enormous problem that is overwhelming you, but it's just a small irritating thing. Just something that just keeps tapping at you. Something that's getting under your skin a little bit, and you may not even think about it too much, but it begins to wear on you after a while. Well, this can certainly affect your mood. Maybe you are developing a bit of a cold or experiencing some allergies. This can certainly put us in a bad mood. Now, when we start to analyze it, we start to ask ourselves the question, what's affecting my mood? One, you might be able to do something about that. You might be able to address that thing once you've identified it, and that helps lift your spirits, certainly. But just knowing what it is, just realizing that you are not a slave to this mood that's taken you over, that there are reasons behind it and you can identify them. And just knowing that, okay, I don't feel great today, but it's because I didn't sleep very well last night. If you know that, you can sort of think your way out of some of these things. Instead of snapping at your family or saying rude things to your friends or coworkers because you're in a nasty mood, you can understand, I didn't sleep well last night, so I need to check what I say. I need to think a little bit before I speak. And you can even say to your family or your friends when they are getting on your nerves, guys, I didn't sleep well last night, so maybe I just need to go for a walk and have a little alone time. Having that analysis, having that in your mind of thinking your way through it can help you be in a better mood and can help you not make the mistakes that sometimes a bad mood brings of snapping at people or fussing at people or getting irritated over small things. Just understanding it can help us have control over it. Thinking our way through it can give us a sense of control so that we know what's causing our mood, and that gives us a bit of control over the situation. The third strategy is to listen to upbeat music or watch an upbeat television show or movie. See, if things from the outside can affect us to cause our bad mood, like a lack of sleep or allergies or something at work or somebody that's irritating you, if those things from the outside, those situations of life can affect our bad mood, then bringing in positive things from the outside can lift our spirit. If things can get us down, then things can get us back up. If situations in our life are going to cause a bad mood, then bringing in situations can also lift our spirits. And so choose on purpose things that are uplifting. Very often when we're in a bad mood, we sort of sink into that. We start listening to music that is more edgy or depressing. We watch television shows that might be more depressing or sad because we're kind of in that state and we sort of live into that. And we exacerbate that issue. We bring ourselves to a worse place if we close the blinds, turn the lights out, and watch a depressing television show. It may feel like what we want to do because we already feel bad. Intentionally doing the opposite. Watch something, bring things into our life that are uplifting. Do something positive. Uplifting music, TV, films, or maybe doing something that we enjoy doing, some hobby that we really like. But bringing in intentionally situations into our life and stimuli into our life that is uplifting can lift our spirit. Again, if things from the outside, situations from the outside world can irritate us and get us into a bad mood, then if we intentionally bring positive things from the world, uplifting things into the world, it will have the opposite effect. It will lift our spirit. But we have to choose to do that on purpose. So look for things that are uplifting, music and television and films or other outside activity that lifts our spirits that we know we enjoy. Bring that intentionally into your life on those days where you don't feel good. It has a tendency to lift the spirit. Finally, the fourth strategy, and this may sound a little odd, but you need to smile and even laugh. Now, immediately people will say, well, I don't feel like smiling. If I'm in a bad mood, why would I smile? There's been some really interesting scientific studies that show that smiling or laughing, even if it's forced, even if it is a choice you make to do it on purpose, it actually has a physiological effect. It actually lifts our spirits and puts us in a better mood. You see, our brains are interesting things, and the chemical reactions in the brain sometimes react to just what the brain sees as normal. And so we all know that if you have something fun that's happening, we tend to smile. If there's something that we enjoy, it tends to bring a smile to our face. If there's something funny, we will tend to laugh. Well, the brain gets used to that. The brain is kind of wired up that way, that funny things make us laugh, that things that are enjoyable make us smile, and it gets used to that connection. And so if we smile on purpose, if we laugh on purpose, and particularly if we're finding television shows and movies and things that we talked about in the third strategy that will make us laugh, then our brain assumes that, hey, good things are happening here. And so the same chemical reactions begin to take place, that our brain reacts to that stimuli of laughter because it just begins to assume that something good is happening. That the brain reacts to that smile on our face because it just assumes something good is happening. And so the chemical reaction in our bodies begins to mimic what happens when good things are going on. It's a really interesting thing that we can affect our chemistry just by smiling, by laughing, even if it's forced, even if it's just choosing to do it on purpose. Now, that may sound silly, and perhaps you need to be in a room by yourself because people will wonder, why are you laughing or why you have a big smile on your face for no reason? It may seem very odd, but it's a really good strategy to help us be in a better mood. Again, if we're talking about chemical depression, if we're talking about clinical depression, then it's going to take more than this. But it can still help a little bit. But if it's a bad mood, if you're just kind of feeling downtrodden, if things are kind of discouraging, it is amazing how choosing to smile, choosing to laugh can actually affect our physiological state and put us in a better mood. And so if you'll take the time to move around, move your body, stretch, walk, jog, whatever it is, just get moving, analyze what's causing your bad mood and eliminate those things if you can. But even if you can't, just knowing them, thinking your way through them can keep you from being a slave to them. It can help control those things. Bringing positive stimuli into your life, uplifting music, TV, movies, whatever it might be. And finally, just force yourself to smile. Force yourself to laugh. Just choose to. Put a smile on your face, laugh, or find something to laugh about. It really affects our whole bodies and can lift our spirits on those days when we're really just not feeling our best. If you put these strategies into place, you're going to feel better on those down days, and life is going to be a little more enjoyable. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can also find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies. I am Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know that life is difficult. I know it has many challenges, and I know we cannot fix every problem. But life is better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.